Okay, we're going to begin by the two dots at the top of Tehillim Aleph. So now we're going to discuss the position of Rabbi Shmuel, as well as the Gemara is going to go through. From the Mishnah, we had numerous opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara wants to know, what are their sources for that? And what the Gemara is dealing with is that you have a number of karbanot, in which we want to know what the purpose of these karbanot and what kapara do they bring. The Seir and Aseh Bifnim, right? There's the Seir of Yom Kippur that's been done Bifnim, the Seir Achitzon of Yom Kippur. Then there is the Sirei Musafim, the Sir Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and the Sir Musaf of the other Moadot, or Moadim. So in that instance, what do each of these bring, or how are they additive, or what type of a kapara do they bring? So that will also, it'll depend on your opinion about what is Mechayev a Karban, and then about what Limudim you use, and that's what the Gemara is going to spend time on today. So the Gemara says, Ula Rabbi Shmuel, Damar, Ein ba yidia b'tchila, v'yesh ba yidia b'sof bar karban hu. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, unlike the other two opinions we've seen until now, which is, one opinion is that you need yidia b'tchila, means a full-fledged diya. You need to know that you were once tamei in order to be chayav a karban. We saw Rabbi, who was somewhat more lenient and said yidiat beit rabo was enough. Now we have Rabbi Shmuel says you don't need yidia whatsoever. Not yidia whatsoever. And yet you'll still be chayav a karban. Then, if that's the case, seir naseh b'chutz, amay mechaper, right, what does the seir naseh b'chutz work for? Now, asheim ba yidia lo b'tchila velo b'sof. If you want to suggest it deals with no yidia, right, not in the beginning and not at the end, hay seirei regalim v'seirei rashei chodashim mechaperim. That's what Seir Rosh Chodesh and the Seir Regalim are normally taken care of. So let's just think back to the Mishnah that you have the different permutations of what types of yidiot you could have. You could have no yidia whatsoever. That's one possibility. You could have a yidia b'tchila ve'en yidia b'sof. Or you could have, right, no yidia b'tchila, yes yidia b'sof. Or you can have, right, full yidia. Now, full yidiyah is a bar korban hu. So over there, we're not really discussing that. The Gemara is dismissed as being dealt with any of these korbanot because you have yidiyah b'tchila, yidiyah b'sof, you bring a korban chatat on that. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about if you already had the yidiyah before Yom Kippur. What we did talk about is that the Seir, right, Neseh Bifnim, which says, B'chol B'shem, B'chol Chatatam, which deals with a korban that can come to a korban, a korban chatat. What is that? So that case we had until now is yidia b'tchila ve'en yidia b'sof. But Rabbi Shmuel introduces the possibility they have another korban that just like that, which is when you have no yidia b'tchila and you have yidia b'sof, he also ends up in a korban. So that will qualify as the chol chatutam. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Sira Naseh Bifnim takes care of both of those cases. It takes care of a case where you had a yidia b'tchila, no yidia b'sof. It also takes care of the case where you have no yidia b'tchila, and then you have yidia b'sof, take care of both of those. If that's the case, you have nothing left for the seir naseh b'chutz. Before we said the seir naseh b'chutz takes care of a case where there is no yidia b'tchila, yes yidia b'sof. But for him, that's in the category of something that will end up in a karban. That's the case, it's taken care of by the seir naseh b'fnim. Then there's only one thing left. Out of those four permutations, there's only one left, which is no yidia b'tchila, no yidia b'sof. Generally, we said that was from the Sirei Rashid Chodashim and Regalim. Take care of that. So now, what is he left with to do with the Sirei Naseh B'chutz? That's the Gemara's question. So I say, Savar Lo Ki Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Meir, Amar Kol HaSirim Kaparatan Shavit. He doesn't have a problem. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says that all the Sirim do the same work. They can do the same Kapara. Al Tumat Mikdash Uptashav. So that's the... Now, if that's the case, they're going to all end up... I mean, that means Sirei Chodesh. Sir of the Regalim and Sir and Naseh B'chutz are all going to deal with the issue of Ein Yidia B'tchila, Ein Yidia B'sof. If that's the case, Elamai Hilchata Itkur Shechitzon Lipnimi. In that case, why do we have a Hekesh between the Seir Naseh Bifnim and the Sir Naseh B'chutz? Because it says by the Korban or the Seir, Achatat of the Musafim of Yom Kippurim, it says Milvad. Right, Chatat HaKippurim. Besides the Chatat HaKippurim, what's the Chatat? The Chatat HaKippurim is the Seir Naseh Bifnim. So Milvad Chatat HaKippurim means that there's some connection, or we have some hekesh between the Pnim and the Chutz. So now, before we were using the Pnim and Chutz to teach you that you have to have some form of Yidiyah by both of those Karbanot. You have to have at least one part yidiyah. So that means by the seren ase bifnim, it's a case where you have yidiyah b'tchila. Seren ase b'chutz, it's a yidiyah b'sof, but you had some yidiyah. But now, the way Rabbi Shmuel's learning it, you can't say that, because all the yidiyot are on the seren ase bifnim. Seren ase b'chutz is just like the other Rosh Chodesh regalim, which is all about no yidiyah whatsoever. So what is the hekesh between a seren ase bifnim and seren ase b'chutz? What do you have a hekesh for? So that Gemara says, ma pinimi. That comes to teach you that the only kapara afforded by the Seir Naseh Bifnim is, we've learned that, we spent time on that, is Kodesh Ukdoshav, right? It's only for Kodesh Ukdoshav. And then, what about the Seir Naseh Bachitzon? So Naseir Bachutz, or Naseir Bachitzon, is also in that category that will only take care of Kodesh Ukdoshav. So that's coming to teach you. The Hekesh teaches you simply that the only kapara we're dealing with all these karbanot is a kapara of, right, Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. Right, so that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara moves on to, Hashem ba yidiyah b'tchila v'lo b'sof, siri regalim usiri rashi chodashim mechaprim divir Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara moves now back to Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda's position is that the siri Rosh Chodesh and the siri of the regel take care of any yidiyah b'tchila, any yidiyah b'sof. Because as Seir Naseh Bifnim took care of Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Sof. Seir B'Chutz took care of no Yediyah B'Tchila, yes Yediyah B'Sof. And now we have the Rosh Chodesh and Regalim taking care of no Yediyah whatsoever. Why is that? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that that's the case for the Seir Regalim and Seir Rosh Chodesh? So, Amar Kra, U'Seir Zim Echad L'Chatat L'Hashem. So the chatat, the seer, the chatat by Rosh Chodesh is seer zimechad lechatat leHashem. What does it mean leHashem? Chet shein makir bo el Hashem. It's the only one that, only a chet that Hashem recognizes. Hey, seer zimechaper. What's a chet that only Hashem recognizes? That's something that has ein yediyah b'tchila ve'ein yediyah basof. So therefore, the seer of Rosh Chodesh takes care of that. So that works out. Right, works out. Now we understand why the Seir Rosh Chodesh is designated as the one to take care of any yediyah b'chila, any yediyah b'sof, because it says chatat leHashem. Right, leHashem means something that only Hashem knows about. It says, "Rami by the way, the Kareish Lakish." Wait a minute, that leHashem we need for the Dina of Reish Lakish. Rami Reish Lakish, my nishtana Seir Rosh Chodesh shnemar bo leHashem. Why is the Seir Rosh Chodesh say leHashem where all the other Seirim don't say leHashem? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Seir Zeh Hey Kapara Al Shemi Atati Et Yareach. That this Seir is a Kapara for the fact that I was Mayit, that I shrunk the moon. Now Rashi says Heviu Kapara is the Hapis Da'atasha Levana. It's to assuage the feelings of the Levana on the fact that it was Nitma'it. Right, we saw the famous Midrashim in Masiv Rishit, where the moon says, "Eich yichol liyot that you have shnei melachim, you have two kings that rule over the same dominion, the same kingdom." Hashem says, "You're right," and he was memayit yareach. Now the hapiz da'ata, there the midrash says they gave him the kochavim, at the stars. So here there's another. The mismidrash says that they gave him the seir v'shchodesh is what was done to b'mifayis or mipis the dat of the levana. Now the Oroch, which Tosus brings down here, because the Oroch says it this way. Perish Baruch Hu, Seir Zeh Kapara LiYisrael. It's a Kapara for Yisrael. Va'alai, Hashem says, I, the Gvo Azman Kapara Zu. And I set the time that this Kapara happens. V'kavati Baruch Shchodesh Lapiz Datoshu Yareach. It's in the Tosfos. Tosus is quoting the Oroch. That I set Rosh Chodesh to be Mepis Datosh Yareach. So you see what the Oroch does something, because it's the Medrash is hard, not only from the fact of what it's saying, but even if you take the Medrash and you say, okay, fine, we'll accept what the Medrash says, it's very difficult to say that we bring a Korban, you know, Lapis Datosh Yareach, we're doing a Korban for the Yareach, or to Hashem, because he was married to Yareach. So Oroch says, no, listen, the Seir is Kapara Yisrael. Now the question is, when is that Seir going to be brought? Now Hashem said, I'm going to set it to be brought on Rosh Chodesh, and that's what's going to be Mepis Da'atosho Yareach. Not that it has anything to do with the Seir going towards the Yareach, or focus on the Yareach, or being Mechaper for Hashem. No. A seir is mechaper for Bnei Yisrael. That's what it's for. Korban is mechaper on Yisrael. Hashem doesn't get kapara. That's not makes sense. Now when is that kapara? That's on Rosh Chodesh. The fact that Hashem set that kapara on Rosh Chodesh is what is maybe zdata shayureach. So just a way to read it. Not the obviously the easiest shot in the way, but the way to read it that makes it feel, not feel difficult, which is about whether it's a kapara for Hashem or you're doing a korban to the areach, which are both difficult, very difficult concepts. Right, so now, Gemara says, okay, imkein lemakra al Hashem. You want to bring, which now, by the way, this somewhat undermines the pshat of the Aruch. But anyway, it says imkein lemakra al Hashem that we're bringing a kapara on Hashem, my la Hashem to Hashem rather than on Hashem. So kedamran, that teaches that you can also learn out la Hashem means the kapara that will be only known to or chatat is only known to Hashem. Let's say maybe the drush is only for that. Tell you to teach you that it's a chatat l'Hashem, something that Hashem knows about, but nothing else. So imkein name akra chatat Hashem. I should have just said chatat Hashem. My l'Hashem, shmaminat tartes. We can learn both things out. So meaning that you would have worded the pasuk differently. If you solely wanted to learn that it was a kapara for Hashem, al shemiyata miyatati et yareach, then you would have written, right, Seir, that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, it would have said by the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, that Chatat Al Hashem, right, it would say Seir Zimachad Chatat Al Hashem. The fact that it doesn't say Al Hashem already opens us up to the possibility that there's another limud. The other way around, if you solely want to tell us that Seir Zimachad Chatat is one that Hashem knows about, you should have written Seir Zimachad Chatat Hashem. So now when I have La Hashem, I've now put it somewhere between the two, between Al Hashem and Hashem. So when I put it between the two, I'm able to learn both the fact that the Torah did not phrase it on either one of those two tells me that it's trying to get both. It's trying to capture both. It's using this ambiguous term that captures both aspects of it. So now, Gemara says, V'nechaper nami afilu bishar aveirot. The question of the Gemara now is, well, chatat l'Hashem is a generic term. It says, the seir that you bring on Rosh Chodesh will be mechaper on the fact that you have mitzvah aveirot that you don't know about. No b'tchila, lo b'sof. Who says it's limited to, right, mikdash, tumat mikdash, mikdashav? Where do you have that? I don't see any limitation on that. Actually, sounds much broader than that. Now, when it came to the seir naseh b'chutz, over there we have a hekesh between the seir naseh b'fnim and seir naseh b'chutz. So just like the one b'fnim is al tumat kodesh mikdashav, because it says there, right? By we said before that it comes from the chaper lakodesh mikodesh tumot bnei Israel. So we know it's coming on the kodesh of tumot bnei Israel. That's the seir naseh b'fnim. Then we have the seir naseh b'chutz, right, which is hukash to the seir naseh b'fnim. So we know that's also on tumat kodesh mikdashav. But seir naseh kodesh, where do we know that's saying about tumat kodesh, right, tumat mikdash mikdashav? How do I know that? So that's the Gemara's question. Let it be mechaper on any aveira where you don't have a diaba tchila and you don't have a diaba sof. So Gemara says, well, Tanir Bei Rabbi Shmuel. We have another limud from Mishmuel. Hol v'zeh ba b'zman kavua. V'zeh ba b'zman kavua. Ma zeinu mechaper el tumat mikdash uktashav? Av zeinu mechaper el tumat mikdash uktashav. We have a seir lechatat that comes at a fixed time. So just like the seir lechatat by the seir chitzon of Yom Kippur comes at a fixed time, and it's a seir of the musafim, and it's a seir chatat, so too, seir Rosh Chodesh comes at a fixed day time. It's a seir of musafim, it's a chatat, so it'll have the same din, it'll only come on tumat mikdash uktashav. How this limud works is somewhat difficult, because we have a basic principle when it comes to kodashim, which the Gemara is going to talk about later on, which is that davar lamed mehekesh, right? Enu chozer melamed mehekesh. You can't have a double hekesh in kodashim. So that means that how did I learn out seir hanaseh b'chutz that it's talking about tumat kodesh mukdashav? We're talking about mukdash mukdashav. I know that from the Seir Naseh Bifnim. There's a hekesh between Seir Naseh Bechutz, the Seir Naseh Bifnim. How do I know on Rosh Chodesh now that it's also talking about Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav? How do I know that? Because I'm Mekish, I have some sort of hekesh between the Seir of Rosh Chodesh to the Seir of Yom Kippur Shebechutz. That means I have a double hekesh. Hekesh from Pnimi to the Chutz, and then from Chutz to Rosh Chodesh. How could I learn that? How do I have such a hekesh? So Rashi deals with it actually on the next Amud. Rashi says that even though in general we have a principle that hekesh, that something davar lamed hekesh, inu chozer lamed hekesh, that's only true of a hekesh. That is not true of a, we're going to see something of a binyanav. We have a binyanav of some sort. So Dara, right, so there, Rashi says, Dara lamed be binyanav, chuzer melamed behekesh. So something that's learned through a binyanav can be chuzer melamed behekesh. Chola melamed bechola midot chuzer melamed chuzer melamed behekesh. Anything that's not done as a hekesh can be used, or can be function to be melamed in a different story. So Tosfos asks the question over here, how could it be that we're going to learn out from this Rosh Chodesh, how is it possible? If you look, it's the middle of Tosfos Ho'il. You see the Tosfos Ho'il down below? The Tosfos Ho'il, it's about dead center of that Tosfos. It says Ve'im Tomar. That dead center, that towards the left side of it, under the word Ho'il. If you go down for the word Ho'il to 4 or 5 lines down, it says Ve'im Tomar. Right? Ve'im Tomar. Im Michitzon Gamar. Tipsho Me'acha. The Davar Alamei Behekesh. Choser Malamei Bivinyanav. Here you go. We had something that was a Hekesh. Seir Chitzon from Seir Pnimi Hekesh. Now we have a Binyanav, which is Seir, Chatat, Musafim, Kavua. So that's a Binyanav. Tells me that all of those types of Seirim have the same Kapara, which is Tumat Mikdash Kedashav. Hekesh teaches me to Binyanav. The Chitzon Gufei Lo Yadinen Mechapera Tumat Mikdash Kedashav El Mishum Da Hukash Li Pnimi. It's a question in Zvachim whether something that was lamed mihekesh can be choser melamed binyanav. What's the question? Here we go. Here's your answer. Your answer is yes. We do it here with the Seir Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh lomar d'hai lo choshim binyanav ele gului milta bi'alma. We're going to see this in the Gemara in a second, that over here, it's not really a binyanav because we know that the Seir Rosh Chodesh is providing kapara. We know that it's providing kapara. We also know that it's providing kapara of something that doesn't have yediya b'tchila or b'sof. We just need a gili milsa, exactly what's this kapara focused on. So over there, that's not a binyanav. A binyanav would be that it's establishing all the framework of what this seir does. This seir, we already know it's a kapara, it brings kapara. We also know what type of kapara it brings, because we know that's Lashem. The only thing we don't know is if it's narrowed down to one category. That's the gili milsa of the seir achitzon. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says over here we have Hekesh and then Gilui Milsa, not Hekesh and then Binyanav. On the other hand, if you skip down about a line or two in the Tosfos, it says, Ubekuntris Perish Bisamuch. That's the word I read you before, the Rashi on the next Amud. Rashi says, the Dabar Alamid Binyanav, Choser Malame Behekesh. That something that's learned through a Binyanav can also go teach in Hekesh. The Alfin and Siri Regalim Rosh Kodesh. Afogav the Rosh Kodesh Liadin and Elab Binyanav, Miyom Kippur. So that means that Rashi believes that this Rosh Chodesh is a binyanav. This Rosh Chodesh is a binyanav, and then it's going to go be melamed, right? Something else, bit hekesh. So you know that Rashi thinks this is a full-fledged binyanav. V'yevshar lamarkach. Dabayi berakas umakoman. How could Rashi say this? Rashi is definitive about this. We have a hekesh to binyanav, and then binyanav to hekesh. These are questions as it will come on. Idar alamid b'binyanav chozer melamed behekesh ilo. Vod hocha goro midavar alamid behekesh. And over here, it's even worse than a normal case of learning behekesh. Deino chozer melamed behekesh. Kedeparish kuntres gufei b'samuch. Because as the Rashi explains certainly, da hocha siri rosh chodeshim gamrinim misir achitzon de gamar behekesh mipinimi. And then you have a double derivative over here. So you have, according to Rashi, which is, Tosfos is not really dealing with this, is a question that's really later on, which is, you have a binyanav now. Seir Rosh Chodesh is learned from the Seir Achitzon b'binyanav, and then it's going to go teach to us about the Seir Regalim. That means you have a binyanav, then it teaches me a hekesh. So first of all, Tosfos says that's a question in Ezim Mekoman. How could Rashi make it a given that it's this case? Number two is, he says, even the binyanav of Rosh Chodesh, it's not so clear that the binyanav of Rosh Chodesh is such a strong binyanav. Why? Because that was learned from a hekesh, from the Seir Naseh Bifnim to the Seir Naseh Bachutz. So you have a hekesh to a binyanav to a hekesh. That's sounds like a lot of limudim that are stretched one from the next, and how come that works? So Rashi is going to tell you the only restriction, that's Rashi on the next one, what is hekesh to hekesh. If hekesh to hekesh, then you can't learn it. Binyanav from hekesh, hekesh to binyanav, we don't have a problem with that. The only time you have a problem is it's hekesh to hekesh, and we don't have that here. So that therefore we're a lot better off. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says it can't be, because the binyanav here, right, he thinks that you can't have a hekesh come to a binyanav, because that's a question the Gemara ends vachim. We don't have any conclusion. If we have no conclusion, or the Gemara should have brought this as a proof to find out what the answer to the question is. The fact that it doesn't means that binyanav cannot be learned out straight from hekesh, or it's not obvious. So that case, Tosfos has to reduce it down to a Gilei Milsa. Tosfos has to change the dynamic of the Seiros Chodesh to be that it's not Hekesh to Binyanav or Hekesh to Hekesh, it's Hekesh to Gilei Milsa, and then the Gilei Milsa teaches you to the Seirei Regalim.
It's a master rule, exactly like it sounds.
And
therefore, wherever
right.
a situation comes up,
that you have a seer musaf, that's a khatat, that it should have that din. I mean, that you don't have to learn from the Rosh Chodesh to the Regalim, it should automatically happen. All right, so the Gemara is going to ask the question right now, how do we know? Well, that might be a proof to Tosfos's position. I mean, that if you're suggesting what you're saying, if it was really a binyanav, then seer Regalim should have been included. The fact that it doesn't shows you that this is not a binyanav in the real sense. It's rather, it's more like a Gilui Milsa. And Gilui Milsa will only apply to Rosh Chodesh, as the Gemara is going to say in a second, not to the Regalim. So that's a good, probably a good proof to Tosfos' position that we're not talking about a binyanav over here.
A binyanav is generally like a pasuk that from A to Z.
Yeah, like aid. Aid. The word aid. We know that it says aid echad in the Torah. Some places. So the fact that it says eid echad means that the word eid itself must mean two. So mikan, binyanav, the whole Torah, any time you see the word eid, it means two. And that's a binyanav. It's a principle down that applies to a certain word or a certain category. That's a binyanav. So over here too, if you want to set it down that it's dealing with any seer musaf that's kavua, then it should be the same thing over here. It should be applied to regalim as well. So that would be a good point or a good support to Tosfos' position that it's not a binyanav over here. Right now, Gemara says, Ashkechan Se'irei Roshei Chodeshim. We know where we get the Seir Rosh Chodesh from. Se'irei Regalim Minolan. How do we know about Se'irei Regalim? Now there's two possibilities of what the question is here. We first of all asked, where do we know that Seir Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper El Tumat Mikdash Chodesha? We also asked, right, how do we know Seir Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on what it's Mechaper? Is it Mechaper on any Diyab Tchilein and Diyab Sof? Where do we know that from? And number two, how do we know it's narrow to Tumat Mikdash Chodesha? So now when the Gemara is asking the question, we found Rosh Chodesh, what about Regalim? What is it asking about the Seirei Regalim? Is it asking, how do we know that Seirei Regalim are Mechaper on Ein Yediyah B'Tchilah V'Ein Yediyah B'Sof? Or is it asking that, how do we know that Seirei Regalim are limited to Tumat Mikdash B'Tashav? So that Tosfos says, he says that the question over here, Ein Lefaresh Minayin D'Lo Mechaper Einami Ashar V'Yirot. That's not what the Gemara is asking over here. It says that what Menalon here is, how do we know that it's Mechaper Atuma Mikdash B'Tashav D'Ika Karet? Ein Lefaresh Minayin D'Lo Mechaper Ashar V'Yirot D'Leka Karet? Kein David Kaparato Mefureshet. By Rosh Chodesh, that you have Mefurash, that's the Chet Shein Ba'ak Yerbo, right, that Hashem, because it says Chatat Hashem. There we know what it's dealing with. Ein Yediyah B'Tchilah, Ein Yediyah B'Sof. But over here, by Seirei Regalim, we have no clue what it's covering. If Seir L'Chatat, we don't know what Chet, we don't know what Kapara, we know nothing. Tell us how you know this, about what you know about Seirei Regalim. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Ashkan Seirei Shkodeshim, Seirei Regalim, Minalan. V'chitayim ha'anami k'detana Rabbi Shmuel. Ah, you want to say now, like the Tana to Rabbi Shmuel, that it's a binyanav, right? That's what you were asking, Josh. It's a binyanav. Ikalam Ifrach. Over here, the binyanav, or heckage, whatever you're learning here, is not going to work so well. Why? Can't learn it out from Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh happens frequently. It happens 12 times a year. Right? You'll try to learn out of the chitzon, the seir and aseh b'chutz. You're going to try to learn out from that. Do you die by Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a day of kapara. It's a day that's full of kapara. So it's a day that's full of kapara, therefore it has a special din. Maybe that's why it deals with Tumat Mikdash B'Tashav, or that's why it deals with Chiyuvei Karet. You can deal with these types of issues. The Gemara says, okay, V'chiteima. Oh, wait, if you want to go down that line of reasoning, how do we ever learn Rosh Chodesh out of Yom Kippur? Meaning that if you're not willing to learn Seirei Regalim out of Yom Kippur, how do you learn Seirei Rosh Chodesh out of Yom Kippur? Ha, Gamrina Rosh Chodesh Midiyom HaKippurin. V'lo M'farchin An Hotam Kapara. Right, so we didn't ask a question on it. Over there, we were Rosh Chodesh out of Seirah Chitzon, and we said, "Hey, no problem at all." So it says, "Altam kapara michtav k'tiva." That's what we said before. By the Seirah Rosh Chodesh, it says Seir lechatat laHashem. The kapara is told to us. Ein yediyah b'tchilah, ein yediyah b'sof. Now we just need a giluye milta bi'almuhu. The Seirah Chitzon just tells us what narrow category of ein yediyah b'tchilah, ein yediyah b'sof it deals with. But it doesn't tell us about the kapara. We already know what type of kapara Rosh Chodesh is providing. So since Rosh Chodesh already has given us, right, already a lot of the information, then based on that, we can learn out from Yom Kippur simply a Gilui Milsa that's about Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav. But the Seirei Regalim, we have no information whatsoever. We just know it's Seir L'Chatat. We don't know about what type of Chatat, and then what narrow category it's talking about. So over there, you need two things. You need the limud that is even talking about a certain type of kapara for, let's say, any diabat chalein basof. And number two, even after that, you're going to have to know what it's narrowed to. So since Rosh Chodesh already has a step forward, which we know about what it's mechaper, then the Sirach Chitzon is just a gilui milsa about which category within that concept of any diabat chalein and diabat basof does it cover. So of a hocha, ikalam emar kula milta lo gamrinun. Over here, you can't say by the Siri Galim, they forgot to learn the whole thing out of Sirach Chitzon. There, we're not willing to do it. It does. It's the chatat, but we know what type of chatat. By Rosh Chodesh, it says Lashem. We know that's dealing with any diabat chalein and diabat basof. The Galim, we don't know. Ela kedama Rav Chama bar Chanina seir usir. Hachanami seir usir. So what is that seir usir? So you just asked about. Well, what does it really say by the other regalim? Well, the other regalim, every time it mentions the seir, it has a vav. U seir achad chad lechad, and also the parsha beginnings. U v'chodesh harishon. Right. That is that there is a vav. U v'yom hakibikurim. And then again, you have u seir chatat. So all of these have a what we call vav hamosif al anyan harishon. So if you have the vav achibur here. The Vav Achibur tells me that Usi'ir is mechaber it to the Se'ir of Rosh Chodesh. The Vav says Usi'ir. That means just like Se'ir, Rosh Chodesh has certain dinim. Usi'ir, the Se'ir of all the Chagim, will also have that same, right, din as Rosh Chodesh because they are mechaber to the Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara later on will deal with the din again. The problem is that there are actually two cases where it does not say Usi'ir, and that is Atzeret and Shavuot. Those are two places it doesn't say Usi'ir. And the question is then, how do you learn out in that case? How do you learn out from Atzeret and Yom HaKippurim in that case? Tosfos gives two possibilities about how to learn it. If you don't have a Usi'ir by Atzeret and by Shmini Atzeret and by Shavuot, what do you do? Yom HaKippurim. So then how do you learn them out? So the two possibility is right. One is, that's what Tosfos says. He says, Shema Yeshafresh lo darish hacha el bahu seir dechti bata Rosh Chodesh. The seir of Pesach, which is on right after Rosh Chodesh, beinach this usir lishum drasha. Umimeela atu shari galim. They came into Gali Bechad, habayachrinu lamid satum min abufrash. Vafil binyav av lo tzarech. It's not even a binyav. Just the fact that we see by the seir of Pesach that it functions this way, and Pesach is a regal, that all the regalim will function that way. That's one possibility. And then the other possibility, which is Rabbeinu Tam says, wait, you know what? The Gemara over here only quoted part of the Limud. Later on in the Gemara is going to end. Not only is it going to have this din of Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, but then they're going to have Rabbi Yonah afterwards who explains the din. And over there he explains how we get it to all the regalim. So he wants to ask this question and explain it. So you know what it is? When the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what the Gemara says here? Ah, it's kid Rabbi Chama bar Chama, Sir Usir, Achanami Sir Usir. It means, Vechule. And etc. Meaning, not only does it mean the din of Rabbi Chama, but everything that comes afterwards in the Gemara there. I just didn't want to quote that whole Gemara. So when it says Bechule, it means look at the Gemara over there, and you'll see how we get all the different regalim. Right, so now we've got our regalim. Now we're all happy. Right, so... By Rosh Chodesh also it says Usi'ir, right? I had to argue that Usi'ir by Rosh Chodesh is Mechaber to Mat Mekdash Veshav. Even though Rashi and Chumash, so you're saying, suggests that Usi'ir is for Rosh Chodesh is referencing back to Yom Kippur. Here the Gemara doesn't seem to be learning that way, and Rashi doesn't explain it that way. And that's what Rashi says over here. This is the opinion that Tosfos didn't like before, which is Rashi says over here. Devar lamed b'binyanav, chozer melame behekesh. Rosh Chodesh has learned what the binyanav then can teach to a hekesh to a regalim. Because it's only hekesh to hekesh that you can't do in kodshim. But binyanav to hekesh, no problem in kodoshim. Now the Gemara says, Ma siri Rosh Chodeshim ena mechaprim el hashein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Av siri galim ena mechaprim el hashein ba yediyah b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So now we have the complete picture of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Right? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion now is, Seir naseh bifnim takes care of yediyah b'tchila en yediyah b'sof. Seir naseh b'chutz takes care of en yediyah b'tchila yesh yediyah b'sof. Seir Rosh Chodesh and siri galim take care of en yediyah b'tchila and Yediyah Basof. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
What's the idea that let's say there was an Avera as such between Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, and Pesach?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. The Nafkamina is when they, in between those time periods, that they're Mechaper. Exactly. Ibailu, Kiyama Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem by Yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what is in Yediyah b'tchila v'lo b'sof? Are we talking about your something that will never be found out about? Meaning that it is something that for the remainder of this person's life he will never know that he was tamei or that he sinned. About chet shesofli vada, meaning something that will become known. He just doesn't know about it now. He at some point he will realize that he did this, or someone will tell him that he did this. They saw him. Someone will give him the information. He just doesn't have the information today. Is it mechaper on that? Is it toll on that? K'mishyeshia diya b'sof, dummy. Is that classified as someone has a diya b'sof or not? V'seir naseh b'chutz, v'yom ha-kipir mechaper. And then the kapara for that would be seir naseh b'chutz, o dilma, afilu chet sh'b'sof li vada, something that eventually will be known, nevertheless, hashta miyach chet sh'im ba'yom ha-kir ba'al Hashem k'rinim be. So at this present time, if I ask you right now, what's the status of this sin? Ain ba yidia, except Hashem, and therefore Rosh Chodesh and Regalim will take care of it. So we have a question as regards to a chait that today has the individual has no knowledge of, but eventually will get knowledge of. What is that category? Is that category as yidia basof, and therefore it's taken care of by Sir Nesebachutz? Or is that category as en yidia b'tkila o basof, because right now there's no yidia, and that's covered by Rosh Chodesh and Regalim? So Gemara says, Al Tashma, I have an explicit brisa that tells us the opinion. Tashma, the Tanya, Anche in by yidia lo b'tkila v'lo basof, v'chait shesof alivada, Siri Regalim, Siri Shkodesh, Mechapin, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. It's explicit Rabbi Yehuda believes that if you don't know about it today, that's enough to be classified as Eini Vidiyah B'Tchilah V'Eini Vidiyah B'Sof, even though eventually you will become known to you. Nevertheless, at this point in time, the Siri Rosh Chodesh and Regalim are to let take care of it for you at this point in time. Rabbi Shimon on the Mishnah says, Omer, Siri Regalim, Mechapim, Avalo Siri Rosh Chodesh. You got it right with regards to the Regalim, but you didn't get it right with the Rosh Chodesh. So I am Rabbi Lazar, I'm a Baoshia, Oshaya, my time the Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's reasoning? Amar Kra. So the Pasuk says, Votanatan the Khamaseta Dabonaida. Bahai Kra Bsi Rosh Chodesh Ktiv. So this is from Parshat Shmini. In Parshat Shmini, we have a Pasuk that deals with the Sirim that were brought on Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini is the day of the consecration of the Mishkan. And on that day, that Yom HaShmini, there were a number of Korbanot brought, or a number of Sirim that were brought on that day. What are the three? There are actually three Sirim that were brought on that day. What are the three Sirim? There's one of Seir of Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There is the Seir of Nachshon ben Aminadav, was the first of the Seirim to bring a Korban, and he brings a Seir l'chatat. And then there's the last Seir that was brought because that was part of the Miluim. I mean, that was the Yom HaShmini required that there be a Seir that's brought. So you have three Seirim that are brought, and we have an incident that takes place at right after the death of Nadav and Avihu, and Aaron and his children are eating the Korban oat from the Yom HaShmini. And it says, V'tzi'ir ha-chatat darosh darash Moshe v'ni'isaraf. One of those three Seirim burnt. V'tzof al-azari tamar b'ni Aaron otrim le'mor, madu lo chaltem et ha-chatat b'mkom kodesh. Why didn't you eat it? Ki kodesh kodeshim hi. It's kodesh kodeshim. V'ota natan lachem laseit et avon ha'ida. That was given to you to take care of the avon ha'ida, l'chaper aleim lifnei Hashem, to be mechaper for them before Hashem. So which Seir is it talking about? The Gemara, right, in Darshans for us in Zvachim, that the Seir that we're talking about here is the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Why is the Seir of Rosh Chodesh? Because the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is different than the other two Seirim. The other two Seirim are Horat Sha'a. They are unique to this day and will not be repeated. Therefore, when Moshe gives instructions for them to eat despite their aninut, despite their avilut aninut, for their Nadav and Avihu dying, the Kohanim still have to eat the Korban oat. They said that's true when it comes to those Korban oat that are unique to today of the Horat Sha'ah. That's Seir of Nachshon, Seir of the Yom HaShmini. But Seir Rosh Chodesh is not a Korban that's unique to the day. That's a regular Korban. So this is a regular Korban. They went ahead and they burnt it. Moshe gets angry that they burnt it. I told you you're supposed to eat the Korban oat. And they explain, Aaron explains to him exactly this point, that it's not a Korban le-dorot, it's a Korban le-dorot, not a Korban of Horacha. On that Korban, which we now know is the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, this is what Moshe says to describe it. He says, Madu lo chaltem et ha-chatat b'mkom ha-kodesh, ki kodesh kodeshim hi, v'ota natan lechem lesein et avon ha-ida. To take care of the Avon Ha'ida, l'chaper alayim l'fnei Hashem. This Rosh Chodesh takes care of the Avon Ha'ida. What's the Avon Ha'ida? That's what Rabbi Shimon teaches us. It says, V'alif Avon Avon Mitzitz. I'll tell you where I learned out the word Avon from. I learned it out from Tzitz. By the Tzitz, in Parsha Tetzaveh, when it's describing the function of the Tzitz, it says, V'yal Metzach Aron, V'nasa Aron et Avon HaKodoshim, Asher Yagdishu B'nei Yisrael, V'chol Manod Kodshem, V'al Mitzchot Amir, Ratzon L'fnei Lahem L'fnei Hashem. So what is the tzitz mechaper? Avon kodoshim. What's the resiris kodesh mechaper on? Avon aida. So I have avon, zereshava of avon. So just like the tzitz is mechaper on what? That's what we have to figure out now. What is the tzitz mechaper on? Ma, lahalan, tumat basar. Afgan, tumat basar. What does the tzitz mechaper on? The tzitz takes care of karbonot that are otherwise pasul that end up on the mizbeach. Korbanot that had psulo b'kodesh, something that was only became a pasul because of something to do with its kedusha or the fact that it's a korban. So over here, it became tamei, it's pasul to go on the mizbeach. If it was nikrav anyway, or it was put on the mizbeach despite its being tamei, the korban, the tzitz is meratzeh. The tzitz is meratzeh on it, it allows it to go through, and the balim are nitchaper, the korban is a good korban. So the tzitz helps for tumat habasar. Now, until now, we were talking about Tumat Mikdash, Mikdash Rav, is talking about Tumat Aguf. The person is Tamei and enters the Mikdash. The person is Tamei and eats the Basar Kodesh. Over here, by the Tzitz, we're talking about Basar Tamei that the Tzitz is Meratzan. So what does Rabbi Shimon come along and say? Siris Kodesh. Avon, Avon. What does Siris Kodesh take care of? Basar Tamei. What's the issue with Basar Tamei? That someone who's Tahor, that eats a Korban, Tamei. Siris Kodesh is Mechaper on someone who has a Guf Tahor, eats Basar Kodesh, that is Tameh, and that's what the Xer Shava Avon Avon from Tzitz tells to about Rosh Kodesh. So now the Gemara says, well, Imal Lahalan Olim, Afkan Olim. Wait a minute, you kind of pulled a fast one on us here. Why? Because you said Avon Avon means that the Basar is Tameh. So the Basar is Tameh in both cases, but the Tzitz is Meratzah on the Basar itself. The Tzitz takes care of the Basar to say the Basar is okay going on the Mizbeach. Or that the korban is that works and functions over here. Now, by the Mesiris Kodesh, that's not what you're saying. You are saying that the Gavra who ate the Basar Tamei is Nitchaper Ayde Mesiris Kodesh. So they're functioning differently. They're both talking about Basar Tamei, but one's dealing with the Basar itself or the korban itself, and one is dealing with the individuals eating and consuming this korban when it's tamei. So the Gemara says, okay, imal lahalan by the tzitz olin, talking about things that go on the mizbeach. Avkan olin, let's say that the Rosh Chodesh also takes care of things that go on the mizbeach. Gemara says, avon ha'edaktiv. It says by the Sirish Chodesh that the chaper avon ha'edah. Ha'edah is the people, the guf. I mean, it's about the persons, not the korban. So michte, migmar gamrei mehadodi. So wait, one is learnt out from the other, meaning that we have a zer shava avon avon. So let's say this: nechaper the Rosh Chodesh adidei ve'aditzitz. So they say let Rosh Chodesh, the shiur Rosh Chodesh, take care of itself, meaning that it takes care of the avon aida. Plus you have the zer shava avon avon from the tzitz; it also take care of what the tzitz takes care of. So therefore, shiur Rosh Chodesh will do two things: it'll be mechaper on somebody who is tahor who ate basar kodesh, and it'll be meratzeh on karbonot that are tamei that are being brought in mizbeach. Now, Tosfos points out that it's obvious here that tzitz is meratzeh all the time. Why? Because the tzitz is always in function. Tzitz is on your forehead. It can always be meratzeh. At least it's machlokas, whether it has to be on his head, yes, he should be wearing it, or even when he's not wearing it, it works, right? Because it says, Zikaron lefanai tamid. The question is, what is the lefanai tamid? It's tamid that it's tamid mechaper, or tamid it has to be zikaron, that he has to have his mind on the tzitz when he's wearing it, the Kohen Gadol. But anyway, leaving that machlokas aside, the tzitz can function because it's always working. The Sirish Kodesh will only work in the moment that you're makriv, the Sirish Kodesh, then it will take care of any korban that's tamid that's also on the mizbeach. So it'll be a very short or narrow perspective. Number two is, you have to say it's a time that the tzitz isn't in function. So it has to be either a time, according to the Mandomer, when you're not wearing the tzitz, it doesn't work, or the tzitz is broken. And so they can't wear the tzitz now, and therefore they need the Sirish Chodesh to do this. So when it says, Nafkamina, the Eicha, the Nishbar Tzitz, right? That's the Nafkamina, is when you don't have a tzitz here, then the Korban Rosh Chodesh will step in and take care of it. Amarkra, Avon. Avon Echad Hu Nose, Ve Nose Bet Avonot. So that's the by the Sir Rosh Chodesh, it says Avon. The Avon is in the singular. One Avon, not multiple Avonot. It's not Avonot Aida, it's the Avon Aida. The Avon Aida is only one Avon, and the Avon of the Aida is a Tahor that eats Basar Tameh. So therefore, the Sir Rosh Chodesh can only carry one Kapara. What's that Kapara? The Kapara of someone whose Tahor is eating Basar Tameh, not what the Tzitz takes care of. So when I says, let's go the other way. Let's say this. So let's say the tzitz takes care of its own, which means what? The kodashim that are tamei, that they end up in his back, that those korbanot are fine. And it'll take care of Rosh Chodesh as well. I mean, it'll take care of someone who is betumat, but tarat guf, it's Kodesh, that is Tameh. Nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? The Tuma Adira ben Zelazah. If you have Tuma that falls out between them, meaning that between Rosh Chodesh, after Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh, how do you get the kapara? Maybe the tzitz should take care of it. Gemara says, Amar Kra Ota. By the Seir Rosh Chodesh that's found over there, by Moshe, it says, Madula Chautam Tachadai Ben Kon Koresh Ki Koresh Koshim Hi, Ba Ota. Katalachem Aseit Et Avon Aida. Ota means it and nothing else. So Ota Ata Noseh Avon, Vein Acheret Noseh Avon. The Seir Rosh Chodesh takes care of this sin, and nothing else takes care of this sin. So therefore, now you have what a limud that Rosh Chodesh and the tzitz each take care of their own kapara, because the kapara of Rosh Chodesh is unique to the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and the Rosh Chodesh itself is only takes care of one avon, not avonot. So therefore, it only takes care of itself, not what the tzitz takes care of. So Rosh Chodesh takes care of one thing, and that is basar kodesh, that is tameh, that's eaten by a tahor. That's what it takes care of. So Rav Ashi Amar Ktiv Ocha Avon Aida. Rashi has a simple way to deal with it. I don't need this limud of ota and avon. I can just tell you that by it says avon kodashim. Avon kodashim means exactly that. The kodashim, the korbanot. The tzitz takes care of the korbanot and nothing else. The Sirish Kodesh says avon ha'ida, takes care of the eida and not the kodashim. I mean, that the Torah goes out of its way to tell you what it's being the avon we're talking about here. It's modified by kodashim or eida. That means one of them deals with kodashim, the other one deals with eida. Because you have the heya yidya. Avon ha'kodashim and avon ha'ida. That's it. That's all it deals with. Tosos wants to suggest here that Rav Ashi is not really arguing on the previous limud. We actually need both limudim. Right? If you want to look into the Tosos, just to see that Rav Ashi is not necessarily a machlokas, but additive, rather than simply a machlokas over here. So it says, okay, Ashkan Sirei Roshei Chodeshim de Mechapri ala Tohor Shechala Tatamei. Okay, Rav Shimon, we're good now. We understand where you got your Rosh Chodesh from. Right now, Sirei Regalim de Chapri Hashem Be'adiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof min elon. Where does Rav Shimon learn out the Seirim of the Regalim? Now we have a problem. Why? Because before, when it came to Rabbi Yehuda, he learned out Sirei Rosh Chodesh from the Yom Kippur B'chitzon, the Seir Yom Kippur B'chitzon. So therefore, then you can learn Seir Regalim as a derivative of Rosh Chodesh. But now that you're learning Rosh Chodesh for a totally different thing, how does Rabbi Shimon get that the Seir of Regalim take care of the Avon of Tumat Mikdash Kedashav, She'in Yadav B'tchilav, and Yadiyah B'asof? So that's the original limit that we learned before, Kedam Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Seir U'Seir. Achanami Seir U'Seir. I mean, that this is the lima. The lima that usir is vava mosif. Ve'itkish siri galim the siri rosh chodeshim. Again, here. Right, the siri of the regel is itkish to the siri rosh chodesh. It's not that rosh chodesh is itkish to, right, to Yom Kippurim. Ma siri the rosh chodesh b'milta the kodesh mechapre. Av siri regalim b'milta the kodesh mechapre. Just like the siri rosh chodesh takes care of something that deals with kaparata kodesh, so too the siri regalim deal with kaparata kodesh. Alright, so that's a pretty broad category. How do you know that Siri Galim are dealing with Ein Yediyah B'Tchilah, Ein Yediyah B'Sof? How do you know it's not dealing with any of the other permutations? Or maybe it's even doing the same thing Rosh Chodesh does. Why can't we say it's taking care of Tumat Basar Kodesh? Let the Siri Regalim have the same kapara as Rosh Chodesh. Hamrina Ota. Ota no se avon, me nacher no se avon. We already said that the Seir Rosh Chodesh is unique in its kapara, and nothing else can have that kapara. So that can't be what the regalim are taking care of. V'chitayim en yechaparu ad yom kippurim. Let's say that it does the same kapara as the Seirim of Yom Kippurim. Ha'amrinon, we said by Yom Kippur already, achat bashana. Right? Kapara zu lo te'el achat bashana. This kapara can only take place once a year. So what is this? This is, Rashi says over here, we're talking about the seer and a seh b'chutz. Right? That's what we're talking about here. Now, where is achat bashana written? Achat bashana is written by the seer and a seh b'fnim. Because that's talking about the mizbeach ha-zahav. It's talking about the seer and a seh b'fnim. It says achat bashana. Here the Gemara is quoting about the seer achitzon that achat bashana. So what you have to say, and it's what Rashi suggests over here, is lo te'el achat bashana fakav da'ay b'seer p'nimiktiv ha'itkish la'adode. The hekesh between them tells you not just like the seer p'nimi only works achat bashana, so too the seer naseh b'chutz also only works achat bashana. So now the Gemara says, okay, V'chin echaper on Yom Kippur, we can't do that because echap hashana. Comes to the Lord, you have echap hashana. Amai mechaper. So what are they mechaper? Yeah, yesh ba yediyah betchila, yesh ba yediyah besof. If it has yediyah betchila and besof, haibar karbanu. That's a regular korban olevi yoreid. We don't need the seira of regalim to take care of this. I al sheyesh betchila, vein ba yediyah besof. So what else, what's left? The only other permutation left is yediyah betchila and yediyah besof. That's already high seira and aseh bifnim. V'yom ha-kippurim toleh. That was taking care of the seira and aseh bifnim in Yom Kippur. Iyal she'en ba yediyah betchila, aval yesh ba yediyah besof. Hai seira and aseh b'chutz v'yom ha-kippurim mechaber. We just said that that has to do with seira and aseh b'chutz. The only one permutation left for regalim is no yediyah betchila, no yediyah besof. Because we have all the other kaparot. So the other kaparot, but the other kaparot also have a statement of uniqueness by them. The kaparot of Rosh Chodesh about tumat kodesh, right? Tumat basar kodesh, that says otah. By Yom Kippur, it says achat bashana. So that means both the seir and aseh bifnim, seir b'aseh b'chutz, they're unique in their kapara, and so you're taking care of it. There's nothing left for seir regalim to deal with except for in yediyah b'tchila, in yediyah b'sof. How do I know that they're dealing with something in the Kodesh? That is seir u'seir. The Vava Mosif teaches me that the regalim are like Rosh Chodesh. Just like Rosh Chodesh mechaper on Kodesh, so too the seirei regalim, right, are also mechaper on Kodesh. Now, Tosfos asks the question again, we're running into the same problem again, which is, how do we know that Rosh Chodesh is dealing with Kodesh? Right? And then, now you're doing a Hekesh again, and you see this, it tops there, it gives Shiri Galim the Shiri Rosh Chodesh, Vim Tamar, Havalei Dabar Alameh B'Gzerah Shava, the Rosh Chodesh Mitzitz, right? You have something that's learned out of Gzerah Shava, V'Chozerim Alameh the Regalim B'Hekesh, and now you have a Hekesh, so you have a Gzerah Shava that's teaching Hekesh. It says, that's a Plukta of Papua Marzucha, and nobody brings this as a proof in Ezim HaKalman. Again, all these questions that raise in Ezim HaKalman should be answered here. You have a Gzerah Shava and then a Hekesh. Why doesn't it work over here? So Tosu says, an unbelievable answer. It says over here, Yesh Lamar, the came in Tzitz, Lava Vodahi, Ela Tachshit, Choser Malameid. The questions there in Ezim HaKalman are all about Dinim in Avoda. Kodshim of Avoda, you can't have Hekesh to Hekesh. You can't have Gzerah Shava or a question about Gzerah Shava to Hekesh. There's a question. Over here, the Gzerah Shava of Rosh Chodesh was learned from the Tzitz. The Tzitz is not a Avoda. It's not a Malocha. The Ha Lameid, Enu Choser Malameid, Hainu Ba'avoda Atzma. Alright, that's only Avoda Atzma. But not when you're talking about a Takshit or something in Kodesh, that's not the case. Rabbeinu Tam makes another suggestion over here. V'teretz Rabbeinu Tam sefer Yashar that came into ach hakeisha de moed. Have you hakeisha gomor lechitzon? V'regalim mirchodesh l'inyan chet she'im makir bo ala Hashem dechtibe behedja. Avdin in hakeisha lekula milsa. I feel it's divine to go gomor ala behekeisha v'makom acher. It's interesting. The Rabbeinu Tam, and he's making the session not here in Rabbi Shimon, but in the position of Rabbi Meir, who says that we have a hekesh from, you know, chitzon to the Rosh Chodesh and then the Rosh Chodesh to the Regalim, he says, and somewhat like Rashi is suggesting in Chumash, which is that the Hekesh between the Regalim and Rosh Chodesh is such a strong Hekesh that it makes the Hekesh, meaning it makes the Regalim equal Rosh Chodesh. So now once they equal Rosh Chodesh, now I'm just going to learn everything out of Seir Chitzon. Now what the Vit or the Usir teaches me is that all the Regalim are just like Rosh Chodesh. Now, Rosh Chodesh, what's Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, we learn out from the Seir HaChitzon by Yom HaKippurim. But once I know by Rosh Chodesh, since Seir HaGalim are equal to Seir Rosh Chodesh, therefore I can learn everything out. So Rabbeinu Tam is creating this differentiation between Dabar Alameh B'Hekesh is Chozer Malameh Hekesh versus something that is learned by Hekesh, but the new item becomes the entirety of the whole Limud, which is, again, Rosh Chodesh and Regalim are all one unit, then, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's not that there's a hekesh between Regalim to Rosh Chodesh, but rather, when you say Utsi'ir by the Regalim, it makes them say, we are Rosh Chodesh. And once we are Rosh Chodesh, we can learn out everything that Yom Kippur has to offer. So it's a difficult concept, because that really almost very limits this concept of hekesh, chozer malam, and hekesh. When do you say that it's a new hekesh, and when do you say that the new item becomes singular with the item that's being learned, and then you can learn out from the original item. Okay, we'll stop over here.